Okay, Rav Osei, we begin a new sugya, and a very delicious sugya, I must say. A lot going on over here, but let's take it one step at a time. So the Gemara tells us how ochal nevelos treiv shkatz meramotzim you get malchus. So Amar Rav Yehuda, hi man de ochal binisa de bekarba malkina le mishum sheretz hashoretz ala aretz. And then the Gemara says, Ahuda ochal binisa de bekarba v'nagde Rav Yehuda. Rashi says, what's binisa de bekarba? Tolas hanimseis bekruv. So it's some kind of worm that you find in cabbage. Wow. So if you eat a worm that's found in cabbage, what's the halacha? You get malchus. Does that sound like a chiddush to you?
No.
That is not a chiddush. That is not a chiddush. You eat a bug, you get malchus. So like the Gemara is saying, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I have a chiddush for you. Hai man de ochal binisa de bekarba malkinale. And then the Gemara says, not only that, but it's like, it's true. Like it's true, la halacha. We gave malchus in such a case. Like there's a chiddush over here, yet Rashi learns binisa de bekarba, a regular bug in a cabbage. And that seems to be a little bit strange, and therefore Tosas will pounce. Tosas says, binisa de bekarba, perish hakunja tolas haninsa bekruv. Vikosha. Demai kamashmalon. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Desheretz gomerhu. Good. Pshita. What's Rav Yehuda is coming to teach me something? What's he teach me? That you got malchus for eating a bug? Like that's not a chiddush. Upiresh Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that binisa, the word binisa, is a small fish, is a dug katan. And where do you find this small fish? Hanimsa b'machareisha. And where you find the small fish is it kind of hangs out in the mud that is in the plowshare. V'kamash malon, here there is a chiddush. De'af al gav, even though that if this fish was what? Was found, de'hecha de'nimtza b'mayim, if it was found in water, haya mutter. It would be mutter b'achila. Why? She'esho kaskasim. Because it has scales. Afilo hocha loke, af al gavi, ave b'mayim, taller. So Tosis explains that you get malchus, even though if this fish was where?
In the water.
Was in the water. You can eat it. No problem. The Ramban as well just highlights the problem with Rashi. He says, Pshita de Laki, to have lay tliya ilana gufe de vade laki. Koshkin de kamelar, filo bekishus di tibe, etc. Asum shara, visu my binita. And binita is a fish. That's what a binita is. If you look at the word binita in the dictionary, you'll find it's some kind of fish. And also, how do you say cabbage in Hebrew? In kruv, not bekarba. Bekarba is a plowshare, not a cabbage. So for all of the above reasons, the pshat in Tosas seems to be at least a more reasonable pshat. However, within Tosas we have a major, major problem. And what is the major problem? Tosas might be good textually that there's a chiddush over here and bekarba means a plowshare, and binita is a fish. Very, very good. What's the obvious problem?
Why is a kosher fish not kosher?
Why, exactly, well stated, Moshe Latinik. Why is a kosher fish not kosher? That is an excellent question. Who cares that it's now found in mud? The bottom line is it a fish?
Yeah.
When we go to the zoologists and they give us its classification. What are they going to tell us? This is fish. Does it have fins and scales? Yes. So why is it not kosher? That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Apparently, Tosas is saying something very dramatic. Very dramatic. That is that if you take a fish out of water and you put it in mud, what is it? It's not a fish anymore. It's a sheretz. And it will be evaluated by Dine Sheretz and not by Dine Fish. That's a big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. But we need to understand that idea a little bit better. Mr. Barr, what's your problem?
He said it was found in the plowshare, so it had to get there. I don't think he said
it got there by walking over,
right,
by swimming over.
Take a fish out of water.
What?
If it crawls over.
I understand it. It got there. It got. Yes, he didn't take it out of the water. It hung out in the pond, and it figured out a way to get to the mud. It lives in mud too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different than...
I get it. I understand. Okay. What?
Tosas doesn't say that it is a small fish. He says that it is like a small fish. So,
Kamol dag katan.
So it may not actually be a small fish.
But he does say that if it was in the water, if it was in the water and you ate it, what's the din?
Kosher.
And it does say it has scales. And if it was in the mayim, it's tar.
Right.
So call it what you want.
But
it's a fish.
It's like a fish.
If it's in the water, could you eat it?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. It's like a fish. It's kemo dag katon. It's a fish. That is, it is an amphibious fish, and as such. If it's in the water, it's a fish. If it's out of the water, it's a sheretz. Okay, Viter and Shas. Viter and Shas. You need a nap?
No, but I'm saying it's defined by...
Okay, I understand. But let's develop an idea. Let's develop an idea. I know you need a nap. Okay. A little. Okay, now look at next piece of Gemara. Next piece of Gemara is going to be very important. So now the Gemara tells us, Amar Abai, Achal putisa loka bo, Nemala loka chamesh, mishum sheretz ha-sheretz ha-aretz, and sira loka sheish, mishum sheretz ha-of. So comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, if you eat the putita, what is pituta? Bala sheretz ha-mai. So it's a sheretz that is a sea creature. So you violate four lavin. Shnei lavin k'suvim b'sheretz hamayim. Echa b'toras kohanim, perek yud aleph v'ayikra. Ve'echa b'mishna Torah, perek yud dalet in sefer tvarim. U'shnei lavin k'suvim b'sheretz stam. What does the pasuk say? Ve'lo tishaksu es nafsho seichem b'chol ha'sheretz ha'shoret. Ve'lo titamu b'en. U'mashe b'en sheretz hamayim b'en sheretz ha'aretz harei arba. So according to Rashi, why you chayv four for eating putita? Because on the one hand it's a stam sheretz. For stam sheretz, the Torah has two lavim, lo tishaksu and lo titamu bahem, and it's also sheretz ha mayim. And for sheretz ha mayim, you also get two malkis because the Torah has two psukim asin sheretz ha mayim. Good, yafe. Then for namala, what is a namala? We typically translate namala as an ant. So balam namala is chaya hoil ubriya shleima he. Achilasa b'kolshu. You don't have to eat a full shear. Eat an ant whole. Yechayev. V'loka chamesh. Why? Shnei lav maksum b'sheretz stam. Is it a sheretz? Yes. So that gives you two lav. Lo tishaksu and lo titamu. And then kmosh b'rashi. Shosha lav maksum b'sheretz ha'aretz b'toras kohanim. In Vayikra it says three psukim that aser sheretz ha'aretz for a total of five. And Sira. Sira is a cool little bug. It's like a mosquito, like a fly. Does it walk?
Yes.
Does it fly?
Yes.
So what is it? It's a sheretz ha'aretz, which is five, plus sheretz ha'of, which is another pasuk. Sira, chamesh mishum sheretz ha'aretz, v'acham mishum sheretz ha'of, d'iksib mishna torah, v'chal sheretz ha'of, tamehu lachem, lo yochelu, aval lo tishaksu. There's another pasuk out there, he says. Lo tishaksus nafsho seichem bebehema ba'of hakasas of the pashas kedoshim tiu inam in aminyan de la b'sheretz ksiv avagad de ksiv asher tirmos ha'adama lo lashem brios gedolosu v'sheretz lashem kitana. So there's another puzzle, lo tishaksu, but that's talking about eating more larger creatures. They also crawl on the ground, meaning they walk on their four legs. They're not creepy crawlies. Creepy crawlies is going to be limited to a maximum of six. Sheretz ha'aretz is five, plus sheretz ha'of will get you to a six. If I were to ask you, according to Shitas Rashi, what is the kind of yesod of when you get multiple lavim for one maisa avera? Yes, Avikon. What? How many injunctions are there in the pasuk? So by sheretz ha'aretz, it says sheretz ha'aretz. Do not eat sheretz ha'aretz how many times?
Three
times. And since it says three times, that's three lavin. It also says don't eat stam shratzim twice, getting you to a total of five. The key issue is how many times the Torah enjoin this activity. Good? Okay. Now, if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam is found in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Tes. Lota Sekufayin Tes. I'm going to read parts of it quickly, But I want you to just get a sense of the Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvos Kuf Ayin Tes in the Lota says, and the Rambam writes as follows. Now, I have the Frankel Rambam, which does a nice job of like just breaking it up a little bit. You have the Rambam, I think, that gives you a little some nekudos, which is nice too. The Rambam writes HaMitzvos Kuf Ayin Tes. Hu shi hiziranu mei echol. Before I read Kuf Ayin Tes, let's look at Kuf Ayin. Let's look at Kuf Ayin Dalet for a second. Kuf Ayin Dalet is an azhara me echol uf tamei vu amar yisaleh es elu tishaksam in ha'of lo yochel. The pasuk that says don't eat uf tamei. Good? Don't eat tamei birds. Kuf Ayin Hei, pasuk says me echol sheretz ha'of. There are certain shratzim that do what? That fly. You're not allowed to eat them. That's a pasuk. Then there's a pasuk that says, do not eat sheretz ha'aretz. That's kufayin vav. Don't eat sheretz ha'aretz. Okay, like tola'im and others. Then kufayin zayin, there is an isser of eating shratzim ha'mishavim min ha'ipushim. You have some shratzim that arise out of spoilage. Okay? They just develop. Even though you can't tell if it's a male or a female, etc., it just comes out. And this is the pasuk of Lo Tetamu Es Nafsho Segem B'chol HaSheretz HaRomei Sala Oretz. Okay? They don't reproduce through normal period of arrivia. They just emerge out of what we'll call, perhaps the Rambam is referring to, spontaneous generation. And perhaps we can have a discussion at some point, maybe after on Tuesday, about how does halacha deal with things that seemingly science has debunked. Interesting topic and definitely relevant over here. Then Kufayin Ches is an iser of Me'echol Toloim HaMisyaldim BaPeros. There's certain tola'im that grow out of fruit, and that's another iser. So Ram identifies a bunch of isurim. There is an iser of Sheretz Ha'aretz, Sheretz Ha'ov, Sheretz that comes from Ipushim, Sheretz that comes from Peros. Good? Okay, with that in mind, now we look at Kufayin Tes. And that is an Isser, Shehiziru me'echol eze sheret sheyeh mibilti yichud bein sheret ha'op, bein sheret ha'mayim, bein sheret ha'aretz. There's a general Isser not to eat shratzim. V'amar yisparach al teshaksu es nafsho seichem b'chol ha'sheret ha'shoriz lotzatam b'hem v'nismeitem b'am ze lav b'fnei atzav alokin ala. That's a generic lav, do not consume shratzim. V'dome le'isser kolel. What does Isser kolel mean?
General.
A general lav. Now he says, Lefichach, mi she'ochal klum mi sheretz ha'aretz, if you ate sheretz ha'aretz, lo keshtayim. Achas mi sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, shaketu lo yecho, ve'ach mi shumal teshaktsu. Mi she'ochal klum mi sheretz ha'of, lo keshtayim. One for sheretz ha'of, and one for al teshaktsu. Im ochal bal chayim echad be'atzmo, v'yo oso bal chayim ya'uf, v'yelech al ha'aretz, ad she'e sheretz ha'of, v'sheretz ha'aretz, chayv alav arba malkis. What did he just say? Yeah, if you eat a sheretz ha'of and a sheretz ha'aretz, you chayv four. How do you get to four?
From the two bays birds.
Two sheretz ha'aretz, sheretz ha'of, and two al teshaksus.
Wait, Rabbi, does the Torah say al teshaksu twice or just once?
It says it. It says al tishaks is nafsochem b'chol asheretz ha'shoretz once.
So how can you count it twice?
We're counting it once.
But I thought we said there's four.
There are four because you're getting one al tishaks for sheretz ha'of, and another al tishaks for sheretz ha'aretz.
Just because the sheretz can do two, should it mean that plus it should be counted twice?
So we'll see. Hold on a second. V'im chover el zeh she'gam ken sheretz ha'mayim, if it's also sheretz ha'mayim, yelav chamesh yeshesh malkias. Hachamis mishum dag tamei, and then once again, al tishaks. Okay?
Are we not
troubled? And then he says, Uve'elu ha-sharash, and I skipped the sentence too. Omer b'mar makis, ocha putis, ocha arba, nemala chameis, tira seis. V'zeo peris shepires kol mi shishamati omer. O re'isi dvar b'peris ha-shepires b'damaymer, shu ocha pitus aloka arba. This is the pshat that I've seen in all the mefarshim. Who perish, and now the Rambam is talking. This is the classic pshat. And what do I think? Ruperish built the amiti. I think this pshat is
not emes.
Lo yimoshech v'lo yishalem ela al chiluf hasharos ma'amatiim. It is incorrect. It is a meifes, a wonderment b'lashon Talmud. V'zeh ki ata kishetayim b'mashik damnu hinei timseim shechivu sholos malchus milav echad. While tishach is not shoseichem b'chol hasheretz hasheretz. In other words, you violated sheretz ha'ov, sheretz ha'mayim, sheretz ha'oretz. Three, and now you're telling for Alta Shachzer. How many are you violating? Three. He says, no way. Ukvar hispar bitol zed. It's not true. Shelo yilku shtei malchus alav echad. You don't violate, you're not over two sets of malchus on what? On one lav. No way. And therefore he says, this is not a pshat. This is not a pshat.
So he disagrees with the idea of getting...
He disagrees with the idea that because of Alta Shachzer, that's going to create times two.
That's not okay, so it's not law. So it's not that. It's the problem isn't that you're doing one action. The problem is because you're counting the law twice.
You like to count the law three times. Correct.
You can only count it once.
One time. Right. Now, the Hamaymer Ha'amiti, Asher Lo Titami Menu V'Lo Tachiku Ki Misha Ocha Bal Chaim Ye Hu Be'atzmo Sheretz Ha'O Sheretz Ha'Mayim Sheretz Ha'Aretz Lo Kesholish. If you ate a Bal Chai that happens to have these three qualities, how many Chayiv? No, three.
Why did he stop?
One second. Achas mishum ha'ov. Achas mishum sheretz ha'aretz. Achas mishum sheretz ha'aretz. Achas mishum sechem. Sheyesh ha'sheretz ha'mayim. Gam ken b'chal shkol sheretz. V'im ochal sheretz ha'aretz levad, lo ke'achas. V'chein al sheretz ha'ov, achas. V'chein al sheretz ha'mayim, achas. Only one. He doesn't buy his al teshaktsu general law. No. For every quality and every facet, you get one avera. And now he says, one second. And now he says, a yisod. He says, where am I? He says, just because the Torah repeated an iser over again, does that mean it's repeating it to multiply lavin? Says the Rambam, no. Says the Rambam, no. And therefore, the fact that Sheretz Ha'aretz, yeah, that's also. Sheretz Ha'of, yeah. Sheretz Ha'mayim, yes. Now you have a generic Al Teshaktsu. That's not going to add Isurim because it's not adding an Isur. It is not adding an Isur. Now, who is maintaining clearly that a repeat of a lav is adding Isurim?
Rashi.
And Rashi says, how many Averis will you violate for Sheretz Ha'aretz?
Three
violations. Why? Because how many times does the Torah say Sheretz Ha'aretz?
Three
times. And then it says Al Teshaktsu. And then it says Al Tetamu. That's five. So for multiple lavim, you're going to get what? You're going to get multiple malchus. Every pasuk generates a new malchus. And the Rambam takes very strong issue with that. In fact, he says it somewhere. If you could find it for me, great. But he says, imagine, would it be true? Let's say the Torah says, don't eat sheretz ha'of, lo tochal. Then he says, lo tochlu sheretz ha'of a second time. And then it says, sheretz ha'of, lo yechelu, a third time. According to Rashi, how many malchus are you going to get?
Three.
Says the Rambam? No. You know why the Torah repeats it over and over and over again? Emphasis. But for one ma'is avera, how many onshin will you get? You'll only get one onshin. And this is then going to be reflected. And this is part of his Shoresh. How many times does the Torah say, you're not allowed to be on Chal Shabbos? Many times. How many times does it say, you're not allowed to be on Chal Shabbos? It says a bunch of times. How many Averas do you get when you're on Chal Shabbos? One Avera. So what then is the vision of the Rambam in why Ochal Putita is Chai 4 and Ochal Nemala is Chai 5 and Ochal Sheretz Ha'of is and Ochal Tzira is Chai 6. So again, the Rambam is going to explain. I'm still in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So let's say you have an animal, a creature, he says. Sheyitialeid bal hachayim bazera min azroma b'primin haperos. It was born in fruit. And then it went into the sky. And then it also took a walk. And then it also developed fins. So what do you have over here? You have a razzle-dazzle bug. Wow. It's an awesome bug. It's like, it's a bug, it's a superhero bug. It flies. Superman. It's a swimmer. It's Aquaman. It's a walker. It's Batman. It's a
gabbai.
But it's good. So you do all these things. It grows out of ipush haperis. It grows out of ipushim. You're going to be chayav multiple lav.
Turn invisible.
And this is the vision. And this is the vision of the Rambam. And the Rambam expresses this in the Yad HaChazaka Lishitaseh, Perek Beis of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, says the Rambam. Hare, Shohoysa Habriya Misheret Ha'of, U'Misheret Ha'may, U'Misheret Ha'aretz, Kegon, She'elo Knafayim, V'Himehalechas Ala Aretz, V'Hoysa Rava Bamayim, the achlan you ate it. Lokas shalosh malchus. Why evolve three malchus? Because it's got
three categories.
V'mhoisa yeter al zem minaminim shenivru b'peros. If it's born in peros, lok alav arba. V'mlohaisa minaminim shepar v'raven. If it doesn't reproduce sexually, then lok echamesh. V'imhoisa bichlal of tamei. If it also happens to be of tamei, then it's also a tzira and your chayv sheish. Mishum of tamei. Sheretz ha'of, sheretz ha'aretz, sheretz ha'mayim, romes ala aretz, mishum talas ha'peros, etc. And therefore, if you eat a flying ant, you're chayev chamesh malchus. Now. Rabosai, just characterize the Rambam Shita. Characterize the Rambam Shita.
It's just based off categories of animals.
Okay, so in other words, the Torah says you can't eat a flying insect. The Torah eats you can't eat a walking insect. The Torah says you can't eat an insect that swims. The Torah says you can't eat an insect that grows out of peros. And the Torah says you can't eat an insect that grows out of foul meat. So if you have an insect that has each of those characteristics, so then five shemos, and therefore you're going to be chayev one set of malchus for how many psukim?
One.
And each pasuk generates one set of malchus based on the characteristics of the species. Okay, now I want to now develop a chakira and try and bring this all together. Fish. Let's talk about fish. Let's talk about animals. What kind of fish is kosher, and what kind of fish is trif? If it has fins and scales, it's kosher. If it does not have fins and scales, it's not kosher. What kind of animals are kosher? Split hooves. Choose its cut. Good? Now, here's the question. What is the role of those simonim? We just identified simone kashrus. Are those simonim what defines an animal as kosher? And if it has those simonim, it's kosher. It's defined as kosher. Or no. The Torah identifies the animals that are kosher, the birds that are kosher, and the fish that are kosher. It identifies. Now, if you want to know, you have an animal, is it one of these animals that the Torah identifies as kosher or not, and you're not sure, so what is the litmus test to make a determination if this min is a kosher animal? Fins and scales. The siman. In other words, understand what I'm saying. Is the pshat the simanim make it kosher? Or is the pshat? No, the Torah says pig is treif, and cow is kosher. But now I have this animal that's like got a very stumpy nose, very short legs, and it's like a piggy looking cow. I can't tell. So how do I determine if it's a cow or a pig? I don't know if it's a pig or a cow. So what is the simon that I'm going to determine whether it's a pig or a cow? Does it chew its cud? Does it have... Ah, yeah, it looks like a pig. It's a weird looking cow. It looks like a pig, but you know what? It's a cow. How do I know it's a cow? Because it chews its cud. And therefore it's a cow. And the role of the simon is not to establish its kashrus. The role of the simon is to establish what? That it's a cow. And cows are kosher. You're asking, what am I talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Take a look at the sheets, please, at a Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Source number 7. Okay, in order to be a kosher fish, what do you need? Snapir v'kaskeses. Tan Rabban, let's say you have a fish that is born bald. It's born without snapir v'kaskeses. That's how it's born. It doesn't have fins or scales. But over the course of its life, 6 months later, it starts to develop snapir v'kaskeses. And you want to eat it as a three-month-old. What do you say? Can you eat it or not? Depends on what? Depends on our chakira. If you hold snapir v'kaskeses is what makes it kosher fish, this is not doesn't have snapir v'kaskeses. If you hold, no. It's a min. The min is a kosher fish. What's the simon to prove it if you're not sure? Snapir v'kaskeses. But the din of kashrus is not a halacha in snapir v'kaskeses. It's a halacha in the min. And as a result, if this min is a kosher min, I don't care if it has snapir v'kaskeses. So what's the answer to that question? The Gemara says, Clark. Uvedogim kosher is snapir v'kaskeses. Tan Rabban. Ein lo achshav ve'atid legadel. But in the future, it's going to have la'achar zman kegon. Hasultanis va'afian. Rashi explains, tunina. You can figure out what that might be. So hareza mutter, it's mutter. So what does that indicate about snapir v'kaskeses?
It's a
simon. It's a simon. It's not what we call a siba. It's not the reason. It's a simon. And if you look at the Sefer Achinuch says, kol dag shepitivo, if its nature is yeso kaskasin, af api she'ein nasim bo ba'odokatan, ad shiyagdil, kegon asultan is va'afiyan, hareza mutter, v'kos she'ez ba'kaskasin ba'odobayam, let's say you have a fish. When you take it out of water, it loses its kaskasim, kegon akunis, v'afunis, besiftis, and etc. Hareza kosher. Shelo tafkid haTorah rak b'min baal kaskasim v'snapir. Ki hu anos al teva b'nei adam. In other words, the idea is the simonim are a simonim. They're not the reason for the kashrus. Yafeh? Good. Look at a Mi'iri. 6. Mi'iri an or sugya. Very interesting Mi'iri. Ochal tzira. You ready? Tzira. Lokesh shesh. Shahat tzira nichleles. Why lokesh shesh? Because the tzira is sheretz ha'aretz. Ubis sheretz ha'of. V'yirali. Shehibriya. She'ein haknafayim nivroim ima. The wings are not born, are not there at birth. Ela shemischadshim bala achazman ke'inyan hazvuv. It's like a muscle ma'adavar, like a butterfly. Is a butterfly born with wings? No. It's like a zvuv. Shumitchilaso tolas umischadshim alav la'achazman knafayim. V'chein hu bazu. So here's the question. If you eat a tzira or a worm, what are they called? What do they call those things that become a caterpillar? Before it becomes a butterfly, Are you over the iser? But let's that's a little more dramatic, the butterfly case. Let's talk about the simple case. A preemie fly that before it develops wings, you eat it. Are you over the iser of sheretz ha'of? Pashtus. Pashtus, yes. Look at the Miri. The Miri says, Umitoshi blokna fai mitchilasa, he bichlal sheretz ha'oritz. Umitoch sheknafayim mischatzim ba la'achar zman, likishin ischatzu ba, nisosib ba, iser sheretz ha'of. Wow. What is he saying? The fly, once it develops its wings, then it's what? Then it's called sheretz ha'of. But before it develops its wings, it's only sheretz ha'aretz. Which means, what's the Me'iri? The Me'iri's a Pella. It's a Pella. Is the Me'iri against the Gemara in Chulin and the Sefer HaChinuch? L'chora, yes. L'chora, yes. Because what those sources indicate clearly is you look at the Min. And the fact that it's going to develop Snapir v'Kaskesas later. So later, it doesn't make a difference. This is a kosher fish. So what is the chiddush of the Me'iri? I believe it's premised on the Rambam, and I believe it'll answer up Aretosis. Yeah.
If I have fish, whether it has scales or not, whether it has scales or fins, it's still fish. Because what else is it? It's a fish. It can't rock on land.
Go ahead.
By a fly without wings, the fact that it has wings is what makes it into a flying creature. Without wings, it's just a regular walking creature. So it's the difference is that the wings is what makes it into a new category, as the fish is already a fish before.
Okay.
With the
in other words, what we're saying, Karenz, is when it comes to what I will call the sophisticated creatures, birds, mammals, even fish, what is the role of simanim? Is a simon. It's an indicator when you're not certain. But the kashrus of the entity is a function of the min. And if you have a min of fish that now doesn't have snapir v'kaskeses, doesn't make a difference. It's a kosher min. The simon is a simon. So too when it comes to mammals. So too when it comes to birds. And in fact, when it comes to birds, does the Torah identify kosher birds and non-kosher birds specifically?
Yeah.
Yes. When it comes to mammals, does the Torah identify kosher and non-kosher mammals?
Yeah.
Yes. It's telling you these are kosher, these are not. Now you have a suffix. You're not sure? These are your indicators. These are your siman. When it comes to shrutzim, I'm going to give a little Tami Hamitzis over here. But shrutzim are fundamentally what I'll call undifferentiated creatures. They're creatures without differentiation. It's a little nothing bug. They're not, it's all the same. Until what? Until it's not the same. Until they start to differentiate. So once the animal starts to grow wings, then what? Then it becomes sheretz ha'of. But before it grew wings, it's not sheretz ha'of, it's just plain bug. Once, and that's really what the Rambam is telling you. The Rambam is telling you that what do you look at? Its characteristics are what determines what it is. If it doesn't fly, it's not called sheretz ha'of. The definition of sheretz ha'of is that it can fly, if it has wings. If it doesn't have wings, it's not sheretz ha'of, even if it will develop wings later on. And that's what the Me'iri is telling you. And that is what Tosis is telling you. Because what did Tosis say? Is this a fish? It's a fish. Tosis says it's a fish. Might be a fish. But in the world of shrutzim, what do we look at? We don't look at simanim as what? We look at okay, now how is it functioning? How is it living? So good, it's a kosher fish. Skoich! You know what it also is? I don't care. It's living in the mud. If it's living in the mud, this kosher fish now has become Sheretar. Even though it's kosher fish. Because kosher fish live in the sea. Objects that crawl around in the mud, you know what we call them? We call them Sheretar. Ah, it's a kosher fish? Yeah, it's kosher fish. If you're looking at the min, it's a kosher fish. But in Sheretz Haaretz, you don't look at the min. What do you look at? You look at the tchuna. You look at the characteristics. You look at its traits. And therefore, it is classified as Sheretz Haaretz. That's a fancy shear. That's a good shear. It's a good shear. It's a good shear. Have a good day.